Brent Q, Jake Cottrell back here on WBAL as we continue our local college basketball preview, one of our favorite things that we do here on Sportsline. And let's head up to Emmitsburg, Maryland, and Mount St. Mary's Hoops for 105th season. They open up at West Virginia coming up here. And let's bring on their head coach. They open up on Friday, by the way, in the West Virginia Coliseum. And the actual youngest coach in our area, and in fact, one of the youngest coaches in the country, just 30 years old, Jamie and Christian joins us now. Coach, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, it's amazing. We had Aki Thomas on last night from UMBC, and I was blown away by his age of 33 in his second season. I mean, he's only the 11th youngest coach in the country. You're like number four or five.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. I mean, I think, you know, in our league, we have Andy Toole, who's one of the youngest. We have Jack Perry at LIU, who's one of the youngest as well. And then I've got a chance to get to know Aki really well over the last few years. And he's doing a great job there at UMBC, really building that thing up. I love it. I love his energy and his passion for his team. It's going to be fun growing up in the business with these guys.
Coach, the mayhem starts off this season this year. Talk about just the players and the outlook of the season and your expectations.
Well, you know, mayhem is all about dictating pressure. We're going to pressure teams for 40 minutes inline to inline, try to force teams to play faster than they like to play. And then offensively, we're going to play really fast. We're going to shoot a ton of threes, play with a lot of freedom, play with a lot of unselfishness. I think our expectation is to be able to push people into positions where they're uncomfortable. And I think if we're able to do that more times than not, we're going to be able to outscore them. We're going to be able to really wear them out because we're going to play 9 to 10 guys every single night and really try to make it a team basketball game.
And so when you do look at that, and it is about, you know, up-tempo style, you talked about the 9 to 10 guys, you feel you have the necessary guys on the roster, and how does it look as far as a rotation and realizing, you know, this set or that set might work best because of how they, you know, complement one another?
Yeah, you know, what we've tried to do, we're really fortunate. We have four seniors. Rashad Wack played at Bishop McNamara High School, Julian Norfleet, Christian Kreiner, and Sam Prescott. And, you know, each of them, they have different ways of scoring the basketball, and they have different things they do really well. And what we try to do in our recruiting process is we try to recruit guys with a diverse set of skills offensively. And by doing so, you know, it gives us a lot of diversity within our offense. And all we ask each of our guys to do offensively is to do what they do well. So if you're a driver and penetrator and we recruit you here to do that, you know, we're going to ask you to do that at the highest level. If you're a shooter, we're going to ask you to do that at the highest level. And then as coaches, we're going to put you in the best positions to do those things very well. And so that's our job, putting guys in the right positions to play to their strengths. A year ago, we did a great job of that. And this year, you know, I'm really excited because we have even more diverse personalities and players on our team. I think it's going to really help us offensively. I think it's going to make it really tough for people to scout against us. And, you know, that's what we're looking to do.
In your first year, you got to the NEC championship game. You won 18 games. Are you surprised by how quickly you were able to take the Mount to a good place in your first year at such a young age?
I get so caught up in the daily process of it. You know, I mean, I think, you know, at the end result, you about 2 weeks at the end of the season, you know, I did have a second to look back and kind of say, wow, you know, we really did some remarkable things this year. But I think I get so caught up in the day-to-day process. You know, what can I do to help each one of our players become better? What can I do to help our program move forward? And because of that, I really don't look too far behind, you know, and I don't look too far ahead. We as a staff got together last year and we came up with a really good game plan. We wanted to really help build our team camaraderie. Nothing great has ever been accomplished without a great level of enthusiasm. So we knew that was the first thing we had to tackle, is getting our enthusiasm level to practice at a high level every day, to have an appreciation for your teammates every day. And so that was what we really focused on a year ago. We knew we could handle the basketball stuff. I mean, I think I'd worked for some great people. Our staff had worked for some great people. So we knew the basketball stuff would come. We knew the winning would come. And it was all about focusing on the right things each day and not actually focusing on the winning. And, you know, once we were able to get our program and our guys within our program to understand how important practice was each day, buying into the daily improvement, you know, the winning kind of followed itself as a byproduct.
Coach, ultimately it comes down to, you know, can guys make shots? Ultimately, you know, there are those clutch players in that up-tempo style. Just curiosity as far as, you know, the final 2 minutes where you're going to be the guy putting people in position to win the ball game. Is it going to be, hey, whoever's in there, or do you feel it'll kind of work itself out where, all right, you had your run. Go ahead, sit on the benches. We're going to do. We're going to have a set amount of plays and players that are going to be playing those final 2 minutes.
Well, we love to do because I'm really big on the offensive side of it. I love to put five guys on the floor that can really score. I think when you're able to do that, then you're really able to really attack the other team's weakest defenders consistently. If it was the last play of the game, we'd really scout out the best guy to attack. I have confidence in every one of our guys that they can make a game winning shot. In that term, I don't look at one guy. But I do look at which guys could be put in position, which guys would be great decoys in this position at the end of the game. But, I have so much confidence in each one of our guys, especially our four seniors, which I call those guys our four best players. I have so much confidence in any of them to be able to make a play that at the end of the game I could draw something up for either one. But it will all come down to the defensive matchups and who we could exploit the best.
Jamie and Christian, the head basketball coach at Mount St. Mary's, with us on BAL. Final question, Jamie. You coached under Shaka Smart in that very impressive run that they had at VCU and with him. What was that experience like in the Big Dance?
Well, first of all, Coach Smart, I could talk about what he's done for me for days. I mean, he's an unbelievable leader, unbelievable teacher of people. And when you work for him, it's like getting a doctorate in basketball. I mean, doctorate in basketball and leadership. And so getting a chance to work for him and work and seeing how hard he works and how hard he works for his players each day and how they respond to that, really changed my trajectory as a head coach. And, what he's able to do there when he gets in those big moments, it's amazing. When you believe in your team and your team believes in you, those moments really show themselves in March. And that's why I believe he's had so much success in March and in tournament settings. Because at the end of the day, it all comes down to whether or not your team believes in one another, whether or not they believe in your leadership, and whether or not they've been listening to your message for the entire season. And that's why he's had so much success in March. And that's why he's one of the best coaches in the country right now.
Jamie and Christian, the impressive young head coach of Mount St. Mary's, a team vying for an NEC championship and a trip to the NCAA tournament. Coach Christian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me on. Anytime you need anything from us here at the Mount, don't forget about us. We're only a phone call away.
We appreciate that. And best of luck to you and your kids this year. Excellent stuff.